Pasuk relates when his brothers came to Yosef, Yosef met his brothers, and initially put on a whole show. He accused them of being meraglim, as ervas oras bosem, as ervas oras bosem. It's not true. My master, b'avodecha bolish for ochel. Rather, we came just to buy food. Kulanu bnei ish echad nachnu, we're all the children of one person. Kenem anachnu, we're honest, we're free, we're not guilty. We're not meraglim. So the Ramban tries to explain what's this pasuk all about? How does this fit in? Who cares about how they're related? They're brothers from one father. What difference does it make? Says Ramban, Kulanu bnei ish echad nachnu, yitachon afaresh. It appears pshat is hatayna zos ki amru. The following taina is as follows: Nehe yoseinu achim bnei ish echad. Because we're all brothers, the children of one man, v'oni pared zeh mizeh, we will not separate one from the other. Ki chein ratzon avinu, that's the way our father wants to be. Banu kulanu ke'echad l'gush b'ochel, we all came together, v'lo shirachnu echad mimenu im avodah, and we did not send just one of us with all the servants. V'chein hay adavar, ki rama yishalchem kulam, why should send them all? Ramban says that the reason that the whole time over here was, he was trying to explain. Sorry about that. He was trying to explain why we're all here. And it was, I guess, the obvious question, that the indication that something's funny over here to Yosef was the fact that why have 12 guys that come into 12 different entrances, the whole story. And it indicates that there's 12 of you come down, like, what are you doing here? You're obviously coming to, you're not each other's slaves, right? You're just 12 independent people. So why are you coming down? You're obviously a bunch of spies. So the brothers said, no, it's not true. We're not spies. How come we all came together? Because listen, we're all brothers. We have one father. The father gives us his das Torah, so to speak. He gives us our perspectives and values and morals and teaches us how to behave. And our father feels that it's very important to all come together. I could have sent just one of them. From a business perspective, it would have made sense to send one of them. Instead of sending all 12, send the 12 corporate leaders, so to speak, of the company, of the corporation, of the organization, of the family, send one. And they have plenty of servants, plenty of housekeepers, plenty of slaves. Let's send one with 10, 15, 20 slaves. And they have enough manpower to carry everything. You have enough camels. You have enough means of transporting and working and gathering everything together. So why don't you just send one? You know, this looks very suspicious. Pshat is that no, but the father wants us to be all together. We shouldn't be separate. And therefore, so don't accuse of anything special. We're Canaan. We're innocent people. We're not spies. Like he says, it would have been better. How come you just send one? With a lot of slaves? No, you can't do that. Only pared. Right? The only pared zeh mizeh. She'ein ritzon only pared zeh mizeh. So the Rishiva said, very beautiful and important shmuz, that a little kol chatzir, the shtel's a four. I mean, we're not talking about stam. What I mentioned before was from a business perspective. It makes sense. You have a whole family. You don't send them all. Why should you? It's a waste of energy, waste of manpower. There's a more basic reason. There's a lot more to it also from a Torah perspective. I mean, it's a schlep. It takes days and weeks and probably a couple of months. I don't know how long it would take to go back and forth. It wasn't the ultimate journey to who knows where, but it was a nice mahalach. Now, as a Torah Dika family, you know, as Yaakov Avinu would instruct his children, he said, listen, how about one of you guys go? Send one, okay? Take all the slaves with him. And the rest of you come and stay over here, stay in by me in the house, stay in the Shiva Shem Ever, whatever they were. I don't know exactly what they had over there in those days, but they learned from Yaakov Avinu. He was the Rebbe. He taught them all Torah. And Mustafa, they weren't just wasting their time and they weren't being shepherds all day. They were in the Torah de Kesviva and they're with the Father. So to send them away means that you have 12 individuals who are just not necessary to do the job, but rather they're just going, you know. They have to be together. Fine. If they go, they waste their time, they go into a Mitzrayim environment. They go to Eretz Mitzrayim, which is full of preachers, Mustam and Avodah Zarah, different philosophies, different Ashkafas, different exposures. No. The best thing is keep them where they are. Just send one. That's all necessary. One to be the lead, to be in charge. And the rest of them, you just go ahead and provide the support staff. You provide the housekeepers. You provide the slaves, the Avodim. And the brothers can go and stay and learn Torah and grow and hang around Yaakov Avinu, be mushpa by him, be in a kosher environment. Says Ramban, no, that's not what Yaakov Avinu felt. What's tashkof? What's the das Torah? It's important. Achdus, right? Just to be together. For brothers to be together, to feel as one unit. And even if it means such a self-sacrifice, to give up so much Torah learning, so much being by the Father, so much by being Yaakov Avinu, being mushpa by his presence, so much to go into a negative environment, which is not healthy for anybody to do. It's worth it to go waste all that time, so to speak, just to realize that we're together. We're one family. We're together. We rely on each other, because Achdus and Svara both, because Achdus is so important. Now, when someone feels he has somebody with him, he has one, two, three, he's part of a group. So each person gets more strength just from the fact that he's part of a group. He knows I have people with me and we're all on the same team. We have one big organization, one big yeshiva, one big community, one big Torah community. It gives each one a sense of I'm special and I'm not by myself in this world. My hashgafer is not by themselves. We're all together. Aside from just the fact that you have help. You have people who can call upon. Who do you call upon? Someone who's close to you. Someone who's your chaver. Someone who's part of your family. Right? The blood is thicker than water, perhaps because, you know, someone who's a mishpacha. Now, it's not just dafka mishpacha, obviously. It's the greater importance by mishpacha, because that's the greatest, you know, sense of connection and chizuk you have together. But the yisora bosai is that so important, so valuable of a tool to have closest, to feel like one. And it definitely applies in yeshiva. When you have a yeshiva and you have chaverim and you do things together because you feel I'm with them, we're partners in this, we're doing the same thing together, we're all serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu together, we're trying to grow in our Yiras Shamayim and our learning and our hasmad and our iyun and our bekiyas, we're doing all this together. When a person feels like that, it gives him so much more strength and so much more power, because he's not by himself, he's with someone else. So aside from the practical help you get when you call upon people who are together with you, but it gives a person tremendous chizuk. So Yaakov Avinu felt it was worth it, just to, even if it means a lot of biblical Torah and a lot of time given up from being by the Tata, by Yaakov Avinu, it's worth it to go. It's, I don't know if it's weeks or months, I can't tell you exactly, but it's worth to go away that long length of time, just for the sake of being mechazik, that feeling of we're here together, we're serving Hashem together, we have one function, we have one responsibility, what he does, I do, and that gives tremendous strength. So it's a very powerful tour about it, to mechazik our kesharim with each other, and be machshav how chashuv it's worth, how valuable it is, not just, you know, be nice to the guys, not just haftarei chamocha, but it's a matter of I myself get strength and chizuk and strength in my existence, strength in my purpose in life, because I have someone else working together with me, we're doing these things together. On a different note, Rabos, I just couldn't resist. There's another, next Shmuz is not really directly connected, and it's, in fact, normally I wouldn't say Shmuz on a Pasuk, it's much harder, we don't do such things too often. This Reb Simcha Zisel, Reb Simcha Zisel says a beautiful Shmuz, and goes like this, Rabosai. So I think I have a right to say it. And it's a powerful yesod. The Pesukim bring, after Paro was told about Yosef, and Paro had his dreams, and told him about Yosef, this guy Yosef, and Sar Mashkin told him how what a tremendous dream interpreter he was. So he gets him out of the boar, gets all dressed up and shaven and fine clothing, comes to Paro. A younger Paro, Yosef, what does Paro do? Paro says to Yosef, Chalom Chalamti, I had a dream. Ufosra Enoso, and I have no interpreter. This is after he already asked of the people, he asked his own interpreters, he couldn't find a good post there. Vani Shamatu Echalemor, and I heard about you. Tishma Chalom Ftoroso. You're a great interpreter of dreams. You have this talent that you have. It's unbelievable. How do you know? So you're a Navi or something, whatever you are, but you're something special. You have a tremendous koach. And therefore, I need your advice. I need your help. Ayan Yosef is Paro. I pasuk tazayin. Yosef answers Paro. What's his response? Sleimor, Biladai. Not me. Forget about me. I'm not important over here. Elohim, Yane, Eshom Paro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care. He will be the person in charge. It's not me. Don't for a second think I have any special kochos. It's not me. I'm not doing anything. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Hashem wants to take care of you, he'll take care of you. Hashem wants me to be the conduit, the Shliach Hashem, to help you out in your times of distress when you can't figure out what the dream is all about. So Hashem will take care of it. Me? I can't do anything. What do you mean from me? I can't do a thing. It's not me. You know, it's almost like as if you're making a mistake. You know, you think I'm the biggest dream interpreter of dreams. No, it's Bigodai. It's not me. It's without me. It's Bigodai. Nothing to do with me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of Shalom Paro. Rabbi Simcha Zichel says, what's Yosef doing over here? Yosef was imprisoned for 12 years, something, I don't know, a whole bunch of years. 10, 12 years, I don't recall exactly. He was in prison for many years, he was down the dump, so to speak. And he gets his chance. He gets his chance of a lifetime. He gets called up to Paro, he's told the dreams, he has a big opportunity. If Hashem helps him, fine, he'll go ahead. And as what happened eventually was, he rose in command to the top, you know, second viceroy, second in command to Paro. The time of his life, the opportunity to go ahead and get out of, extricate himself from this terrible situation where he was in for the last X amount of years. What does he do? He tells Paro, hey, Paro, you know, you got it wrong. It's not me. I'm not such a great interpreter. I'm not the person you think I am. I don't have any natural inborn, you know, tchunos and powers and kochos, and it's not me. Everything is Kodesh Baruch Hu. Paro's an atheist, right? I mean, I don't know if he was called an atheist. He believed in a lot of gods. He had a whole bunch. I don't know exactly what he's called, but he didn't believe in God, Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? He had hundreds of gods, I think it says, right? He had a whole bunch of different Elohim. He had a bunch of different Elohim, right? He had a whole bunch of different gods, and he wasn't the biggest believer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paro tells him, listen, you're the interpreter. And it was true. He was the interpreter. I'm the interpreter. Okay, of course, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, but, you know, the guy's a strong person, and he rolls off the rock from the thing, so he's a strong guy. That's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, but Lamaisa, Paro told the truth. So what's Yosef doing? He's taking a chance of going ahead and losing it all. I mean, if I were the Paro, I would say, listen, you know, what are you arguing with me? What, Chutzpinik over here? I say, you're the guy. He said, no, it's not me, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who's that God? What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't believe in that God. You're crazy, you know? I mean, that chance was definitely there. And who told Yosef to say anything? I mean, it wasn't Yosef's job to, it wasn't like a sheker, and it wasn't like someone asked him, are you the one behind it? No, he's a natural Derech HaTeva. He's the one who goes ahead and he has the koach, the power through a Kodesh Baruch Hu, obviously, to interpret dreams. What is Yosef saying this for? Why is he potentially killing everything and killing all the potential to become the viceroy, to become in charge, to be recognized, to be taken out of the jail, out of the board, which he was suffering so many years for, and even before that, to be with Potiphar? What's he doing? Why is he responding like that? Why is he saying this? It's not a smart business decision to respond the way he did. Says Rav Simcha Zichel, is that because Yosef felt that has such a concern, he has such a recognition of his role in life, of his job in life. His job in life is, you know, everything is Kaddish Hem Shamayim, to go ahead and serve Hashem, to do more mitzvahs, to recognize and to make sure people recognize that Kaddish Baruch Hu is in charge, and we're only little pawns in the master plan, we're doing things Hashem gave us to do. So he didn't want for a second that Paro should think that it's me, it's Kochi Velsim Yadi, I'm the one that has the power, you know, we shouldn't think that it's not me, it's not my credit, you know, it's all Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's up to him. Well, he's trying to learn a Chovos Vav Shar B'Tochen all of a sudden, it's his job to become his Rebbe all of a sudden, yes, it is his job. It's his job to go ahead and teach Paro, to make sure Paro does not make any mistake for a split second to think that Yosef is such a powerful guy, that Yosef is the one who has this natural talent of his own. Nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that, you know, he's the one that can interpret dreams. Chas v'shalom, said Yosef, please be aware of the fact. Don't say something which, although it's true, in the pure sense of the word, it's 100% true, he's the guy who interprets dreams. No, but where's it coming from? How do I get the koach? Where's the power from? No, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not from me. Yosef wanted to make sure. He has such a tremendous tshuka, desire, when he hears that someone says, Yosef, you're so great, you're such a tishma home of Torah, so, no, make sure you understand what that means, he says, hold off, didn't you learn Shabbat Tachan with me, didn't you want to sit down and have a Seder Chavos Lovas with me, come on, Paro, it's not, there's a God out there, he's the one in charge, he's the one that does everything. That is Yosef's recognition of his responsibility, on his level, his desire to make sure Shem Hashem is noted to everybody, and that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all his koach, and all his powers, and all his everything we have is from him, and no one, even a Paro who's a potential atheist, should not make a mistake like this. I have a chance to go ahead and teach him, and train him, and show him, listen, I'm not who you think I am. But you might get him upset, and he might say, get out of here, go back to jail, I don't need people like you who criticize me, tell me I'm wrong, you know? No, he wants to make sure he sets the record straight, that no one should ever for a second think that it's my koach, it's koach v'asam yadi. Rav Simcha Zichel says, and just think about the background, right? He was 17 years old, Yosef, when he left his father's house. Now it's 13 years later, he's 30 years old, 13 years later. He wasn't involved in, he wasn't in his father's house, he wasn't with Yaakov teaching him Torah, he was in a very secular world. I don't know if he, Mustami Chazit shots in his mind, I guess, I don't know, but he wasn't in that. But the 17 years by his father gave him that strength and that training and that hadrach in life to go ahead and be someone to always, he knows what he wants for this achrayus, what he wants to do and how much he wants to spread HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. That's the power of a proper chinuch, a proper background. That was the makor for the 13-year program. Is that what it is? 13 years, right? 70, 30? 13-year chavas, a 14-year program? What is it? Anyway, whatever it is, Barbo said, that's the power of chinuch. That's the power of having a good background and steeping yourself in Torah and Torah Shkof and Musar and the Yisodos, which we live our lives according to, that if it means that he's so powerful when he was 17 years old, so he has such a tshuka driven into him by his father, by his Torah, and by the environment that he was involved before, he wants to make sure, not for a second, that Paro should not think that possibly there's some other power in the world, there's some other entity besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu.